When you click the Start button and do a Windows search to find a file on your computer, does that search include your Outlook emails? Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Today we'll talk about how to configure that to work the way you want it to.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. My name is Scott Johnson, and I do computer repair here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and by remote access, I work with clients all over the country. I fix computers, I build websites, I sell laptops. I do pretty much anything computer related, and I've been doing this since 1999. So if I can help you in some way with your computer, give me a call at 727-254-9078 or email me at pctutor@gmail.com. Today's tip can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/069. So let's get started. Today we're talking about the Windows search function. This is probably something you either use pretty regularly or you never use it at all. Now, if you're one of those people that have never used it or hardly ever use it, you really should check it out because it can be a pretty handy tool sometimes, and it's really easy to use too. All you do is just click on the Start button in the lower left and type in whatever you want to find on your computer. If you prefer to use the keyboard instead of the mouse, then instead of clicking the Start button, just tap the Windows key on the keyboard. That's the one that looks like the Microsoft logo. It's in the lower left area of the keyboard, usually between Control and Alt. As you type in the name of whatever you're searching for, the available options start to show up in the Start menu right above where you're typing. For example, let's say maybe you've created your resume as a Word document a few years ago, and you know it's still on your computer, but you don't remember exactly where you saved it. Well, as long as the word resume is in the file name, you could just search on that word, and all of the files that had resume in the file name, or actually anywhere in the document, would come up in that search. And in most cases, the search happens pretty quickly, like just a few seconds. Well, here's something that happened recently when I was working on site with one of my clients, one of my business clients. I'll call him Charles for the purpose of this story. Charles owns a business here locally, and in his office, there's his computer and five other computers that are used by some of his employees. Well, Charles called me up in just a state of frustration. His computer seemed to not be able to do what all the other computers in the office could do. What he wanted to do was pretty simple. He just wanted to do a Windows search and be able to find emails in Outlook that matched that search. For example, he would type in the name of a client in the Windows search field, and he'd immediately see a list of all the Outlook emails that contained that client's name. Everyone else's computer would bring up all the matching Outlook emails, but Charles' computer wouldn't. So when he called me, he was about ready to throw his computer out the window and just buy a new one. Well, fortunately, he didn't need to do that. As is often the case, it was just a matter of having the computer configured properly. That's because a computer only does what it's told to do. I know it might not always seem that way when you're using it, but that's all a computer knows how to do. For Charles' computer, it was specifically configured to not include Outlook emails in the Windows search results. I just changed that setting and he was happy again. If you'd like to set your computer that way, here's how you do it. And for detailed instructions on this, along with all the screenshots so you can see exactly what's happening, you can see it at computertutorflorida.com/069. First, you go to Control Panel, and we're talking about Windows 7 here, although the same thing applies to Windows 8 and I believe Vista as well, but I'm not 100% sure about Vista. When you're in Control Panel, look in the top right corner and change the view to small icons. Then in the list of icons, double-click to open the one called Indexing Options. This is going to open a new window that shows you all the locations that are currently included when you do a Windows search. And you can see right there if Outlook files are included or not. If Microsoft Outlook is not in the list, then you won't see any Outlook emails in your search results. If you want to include Outlook in that list, just click the Modify button. Now you'll see a list of programs, including Microsoft Office, and each one has a checkbox in front of it. Just check the one next to Outlook and click OK. This, of course, is assuming that you have Outlook installed on your computer. But you still won't be able to do a Windows search immediately and see this work. That's because before it can be used, Windows still has to index all of your Outlook emails. That just means it has to look through all the words in your email account and make a record of all those words. So depending on how many emails you have stored, that could just take a short time, or it might take several hours. But it's only after that indexing is completed that you'll be able to see Outlook emails in your Windows search results. Now here's something to keep in mind. The configuration that I've just described won't be applicable to everyone's computer. Obviously, if you don't have Microsoft Outlook installed on your computer, it won't work. That's a pretty obvious one. But something that might not be so obvious is if you use a web-based email service like Hotmail, Yahoo, Gmail, one of those. If you just get your emails by going to that email website, such as gmail.com, those emails aren't stored on your computer, so a Windows search would never be able to see them. In my case, I use Gmail, but I bring my Gmail emails into my Microsoft Outlook program, so they are included in the Windows Search Index. As always, if you have any questions about this process or want me to just handle it for you, just give me a call or drop me an email. Before I sign off for this episode, I wanted to mention something for those of you that use my computer services. It's been about 3 years since I've adjusted my hourly rate for my computer services. My current hourly rate is $75, although a lot of jobs I handle at a flat rate instead of hourly. However, if you use my remote support service, that's where I connect remotely to your computer to fix something or show you how to do something, that's based on my hourly charge. I'm going to be bumping that up to $90 per hour when we roll into the year 2014. It's just a few weeks from now. However, I'm offering anyone that wants to buy hours at the current hourly rate, you can do so now before the rate goes up. If you want to do that, just email me at pctutor@gmail.com and we'll work that out. And the price of the podcast, of course, will always remain what it is today, free. And I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.